Now, between now and next month's primary elections, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested primaries for congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and The Morning Show. You'll be able to find all of those interviews on WPR.org/politics. This week, we've been talking to candidates for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. The 3rd District spans parts of 18 counties in central and western Wisconsin. We already spoke with Democratic primary candidates Mark Newman and Representative Ron Kind, who is the incumbent. Yesterday, we talked to one candidate in the Republican primary. That was Derek Van Orden. And today, we have with us Derek's opponent, Jesse Eben of Eau Claire. Jesse currently works in public relations and attended UW-Eau Claire. Jesse, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, Judith. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Well, let's start with your basic campaign pitch. Why are you the right person to represent Wisconsin's 3rd District in Congress?
Yeah, well, this district, we have had, you know, Democrat Ron Kind for almost 24 years now, and it is time to for our voice to once again be represented in Washington, D.C., our values and what matters most to the people of this district. And, you know, I grew up in central Wisconsin. I now live in Eau Claire. And I have family rooted all throughout the district. You know, this is my home. I'm rooted here. I know the people. I know the communities. And I know the issues. And my primary opponent, he can't say the same. He recently moved here a few months ago to run for office. And we don't have time for someone to get to know the district and the issues. You know, I've been doing this my whole life. And as I run to learn more and more about this district and what matters most to people, I have support from more than 30 in-district endorsements from people in the communities who are pillars of the community, who know who will best represent them, knows what matters most at the federal level for their communities. And they've selected me as their candidate to support. And that means a lot. You know, these endorsements include State Senator Kathy Bernier, Representatives Scott Krug and Rob Summerfield, along with sheriffs, mayors, county chairmen, and townsmen, people at all, you know, jurisdictions of government throughout the district. So it means a lot to have their support, because this is a unified front to take this district back and flip the seat.
Well, let's talk about some of the issues that are foremost right now in a lot of people's minds. Let's talk about the coronavirus. And we just heard in the WPR news yet another day of over 1,000 cases confirmed, new cases confirmed. What is your approach in tackling the coronavirus, first of all, as a public health issue?
Yeah, the public health issue of the coronavirus is definitely the biggest short-term issue that we're dealing with right now. And at the federal level, as we look on what we do to move forward, first of all, if we are, you know, we're looking at the phase 4 bill of maybe some additional response, but we need, if we're going to pass another spending bill, we need to build in accountability and oversight into that bill. And, you know, that HEROES Act that was passed by the Democrats in the House, it had a lot of unrelated pork that was not for a stimulus package. It was not for what was needed in a time of crisis to fund the Green New Deal, to fund Planned Parenthood, to fund all these unnecessary measures that are not timely and necessary for the American people when they need it most. And right now, when we look at what's needed to go forward, we need to look at schools reopening and doing it safely and in the right way and in the right time frame. So that is the biggest top priority we have, to reopen schools, to get back to normal. And so if there is going to be additional funding to come, it should be prioritized for the schools so they have the resources they need to keep our students safe, to keep the classrooms safe and healthy. And that's going to be the first step as we look at getting back to normal. And in Tolman, Wisconsin, in our very district here in the third, when the first school to open has done just that, and they are taking the proper steps to keep the students safe, the teachers safe, the community safe. And, you know, the eyes of the state and the nation are watching them and what they're doing. They're doing a great job. So that is a tough priority to get resources to the schools.
We're talking right now with Jesse Eben of Eau Claire. She is running in the Republican primary for the 3rd Congressional District in western and central Wisconsin. And, of course, Jesse, another big topic right now is policing and racial justice. What are you seeing in your district and what are you hearing from the people in your district about that issue?
Yeah, that's a great question. People within the 3rd Congressional, as you mentioned, it's 18 counties, they are supportive of our law enforcement. They want law and order in their communities and they want the police to stay funded. There have been discussions about police reform, about more transparency. And, you know, our sheriffs have talked about that and they want they would love to have more transparency. There's a bill in the House, at the state level that would provide that. But what we've really been disappointed in the last month or so now, is Ron Kind held a meeting with our sheriffs throughout the district. He told them he had their back as they discussed qualified immunity and police reform, telling him he wouldn't co-sponsor a bill that got rid of qualified immunity, which essentially allows officers to act in good faith in times of crisis and not be personally litigated against. So if they're constantly having lawsuits against them, it puts them in a vulnerable position. They will stand down. They will not act. They will not police. And therefore, we will see a mass exodus of law enforcement from our communities, taking law and order, the foundation of our nation, away from our communities. So Ron Kind said he would support them. He didn't. He had already co-sponsored that bill and then voted to send it to the Senate. And so we held a Back the Badge rally. You know, I don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk. And I support our police. We held a rally and we've asked Ron Kind for a statement on where he stands on defunding the police and supporting our law enforcement. We're yet to hear a response. But it's important, people throughout the third, it doesn't matter what political party they are a part of, they want our police to be funded. They want them to be supported and they want law and order in our communities to keep our communities safe.
Well, you just mentioned people, regardless of where they are politically, sharing some common beliefs. Were you to be sent to Washington to represent the 3rd District, how would you go about working in a bipartisan way to get those priorities taken care of that you see as important for the 3rd Congressional District?
Yeah, the priorities of this district, as you said, to work bipartisan, that needs to happen for the priorities of this district. And a lot of them are not nonpartisan issues. These are agriculture, mental health, rural broadband, these are what the issues that matter to the third. These are the issues that people want tackled in Congress, and they want it done by people who are going to advocate for them. There's a lot of division. People want unity. And so you work with people in your committees and your caucuses, and you work across the aisle. You find people with similar districts to yours that have similar landscapes, and you work together for the common good of the American people and for your districts. That's what it takes. The American people want to be valued. They want to be prioritized, and that's exactly what the people in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, they want the real issues taken care of because that's what affects them. They want their voice heard.
And Jesse, as we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like voters and potential constituents in the 3rd District to take away from this interview and to know about you and your campaign?
Yeah, you know, my career working in local government and as a public information officer, I have experienced firsthand of working with the public, listening to people, taking their concerns, working in the government sector to problem solve and educating the public. And, you know, problem solving, that's what people want in their representative. They want someone to listen, to work for them, and to give them timely information. And that's exactly what my experience has been. And that's exactly what I've done in this campaign as well, is to show how I will listen to the people, how I will advocate for them, and how I will work for them in Washington, D.C. to be their voice. So I would, you know, please vote on August 11th for Jesse Evans in the Republican primary as we worked to get the voice of our district back to Washington, D.C. to fight for you, your values, the conservative common sense values that are right here in this district. We need a representative who will do that. And I am just that representative. And I will stand alongside President Trump as we work to get America back on its feet, to continue to be the great nation that we are, that we are founded in. I look forward to representing the people of Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District.
Well, Jesse, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
That's Jesse Ebbin. She's running as a Republican in the August primary for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. That district includes parts of 18 counties that are in central and western parts of the state. Between now and the August primary, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested races for congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and the Morning Show. You can find all of those interviews and learn more about the candidates and races at WPR.org/politics. And of course, as we close in on the general election, we'll also be talking to candidates then. WPR is also going to air a live debate between the Republican primary candidates for the 3rd Congressional District at 10 o'clock on Friday, July 31st, and the Democratic candidates will debate at 10 o'clock on Thursday, August 6th. Again, those are live debates for the 3rd Congressional District.